Test 4. Listening.
In the UK alone, there are more people rushing to accident and emergency for fall-related injuries than any other cause. And most of these injuries take place in the home. In addition, adults over the age of 65 and children under 14 are at a greater risk of injury. However, falls are quite often predictable and preventable. Falls in the home are commonly caused by slipping or tripping. Fortunately, there are steps we can take to make our home a safer place to live in. To start off, floors should always be kept clean and dry, and make sure never to leave toys lying around the house on the floor or on the stairs. This could very well be a recipe for disaster. If you have to use a ladder, make sure that it is steady and stand at a safe level. It's also a good idea to keep things you use on a regular basis on low shelves, so that you don't have to get up on a chair to reach them. Use non-slip carpets on the stairs and non-slip mats in showers and on bathroom floors. Keep stairs protected with a handrail on each side of the staircase and safety gates at the top. Staircases should also be well lit during the night. It's a good idea to also put night lights in bathrooms and in hallways. Last but not least, if you have a lamp or telephone wire that is sticking out of the wall, it's best to tuck it away behind a piece of furniture. In a nutshell, it is important that we identify a potential danger in the home and take action before it's too late. In the UK alone, there are more people rushing to accident and emergency for fall-related injuries than any other cause. And most of these injuries take place in the home. In addition, adults over the age of 65 and children under 14 are at a greater risk of injury. However, falls are quite often predictable and preventable. Falls in the home are commonly caused by slipping or tripping. Fortunately, there are steps we can take to make our home a safer place to live in. To start off, floors should always be kept clean and dry, and make sure never to leave toys lying around the house on the floor or on the stairs. This could very well be a recipe for disaster. If you have to use a ladder, make sure that it is steady and stand at a safe level. It's also a good idea to keep things you use on a regular basis on low shelves, so that you don't have to get up on a chair to reach them. Use non-slip carpets on the stairs and non-slip mats in showers and on bathroom floors. Keep stairs protected with a handrail on each side of the staircase and safety gates at the top. Staircases should also be well lit during the night. It's a good idea to also put night lights in bathrooms and in hallways. Last but not least, if you have a lamp or telephone wire that is sticking out of the wall, it's best to tuck it away behind a piece of furniture. In a nutshell, it is important that we identify a potential danger in the home and take action before it's too late.